It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are you stressed? Do you fear what you'll be facing when you wake up in the morning? Is life simply causing you to question its essence? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Spirited Daydream, the show featuring lightworker and psychic medium Carla Shields, where the answers to some of life's, and yes, the afterlife's most thought-provoking and compelling questions are sought. Spirited, as Carla is known as by many, brings her inspiring, passionate, and powerful spiritual teachings to the internet. So, let's take a moment to welcome the host of the show, your spiritual healer, Carla Shields.
Can you hear me? I'm trying to do this a little differently. The headset I was using, well, that wasn't quite ready. So I'm hoping you can hear me. If you can't, someone please put a little message in the chat room because I am supposed to be able to communicate with you this way. If you have any trouble hearing me, please do let me know. So much to talk about. And yes, someone's in the chat room. Could you do me a favor? Can you hear me? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's great. Things work. See, things work out. So today's show's a little different. There's a lot going on in the world. I've had a lot of friends, a lot of people, a lot of spiritual souls ask me, you know, things aren't going right. What are we doing? I'm not sure what to do. We've got politics. We've got religion. We've got so much going on. I just don't know what direction to go in. It's a new year. Well, okay, it's a month and a half into the new year, but many are just trying to find their focus. I was going to do a show strictly on focus, but we're revamping it because my spiritual energy definitely came through and, yeah, lots to talk about. So let's refresh ourselves on a few truths, okay? We know that what we focus on, it's because we're attracting energy to us. So what we look for is what we get. We know that. Something happens to us. Here's what happens a lot, right? Something happens we don't expect, we're not ready for. Immediately we go into panic mode. You know, our focus and spiritual energy, we're focused on everything that's going wrong. How could this happen? What's going on? I lost this person. I lost my job. I lost my situation. We have a new president and now everything's all upside down. We have everything's wrong and we're focusing on all the things that are wrong in our lives. Right? Not all of us. But it happens. It happens to all of us. So we're panicking. There's a lot of great people out there that can help with that. There's counselors, there's all kinds of great people, and I'm all for that. Well, what happens spiritually? It's, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that says spirituality is connected with emotion. Well, yes and no, because emotion can be misread, right? You know, it's a known fact that the same emotion that is excitement is also the same emotion that is fear. So, you know, we may be misreading through our minds that emotion. You know, if you've been following me, that the first thing I'm going to say to you is to meditate, to quiet your mind, to go within and to seek the truth. You know I'm going to say that. So we're not going to talk a lot about that. We're going to talk about practical spiritual ways to get your mind clear, elevate your thinking, and get the messages. It doesn't have to be complicated. It really, really doesn't. What is it that you want? What is it that you want? What is it? What's your dream? Never mind all the reasons you can't accomplish it. Never mind all the reasons you won't be able to do it. Never mind all the things that are causing you to feel like you can't. The economy is bad. We got the president. We got the world crisis. We have ISIS. We have this. We have that. I lost someone in my family. Someone walked away from me that I cared about. I'm devastated. And I totally get that. I know how it feels. I know firsthand how that feels when the marriage you were committed to falls apart and you're left with a child feeling abandoned for a moment. I know how it feels when a loved one passes on that you never expected to from a tragic situation. And it's okay to grieve. Be okay to grieve for the loss of your situation, but we must get past it, or you can focus on everything that's wrong and live out the rest of your days that way. It's your choice. That's why the Creator gave us free will, you know. It wasn't just so we could think the thoughts we want to think and do the things we want to do anyway because we're our own people. Free will gives us the choice to say, okay, I am not everything bad that's happening to me. And I'm determined to get myself up and create even just one day, just today, that is a little bit better than what just happened in my life. And I'm going to show the world that I'm bigger and brighter than what happened to me. And that regardless of what's on in the world, that there are still positive people and positive methods of getting things done. Sure, maybe they're different. Maybe they're not ways that things have been done before. But maybe that's why you're here. Look, your guides support you. Your angels and your loved ones on the other side are behind you 100%. 100%, probably 5,000%. You couldn't have better cheerleaders than those on the other side rooting for you, that are with you and visiting you and inspiring you all the time. And when you're thinking about them, they're often with you. So don't discount that because it's the truth. But you need to get clear about what you want. You know, maybe your situation has changed. And you want different things. That's great. It's a known fact that many, many people over the age of 50 and 60 just begin to find success, begin to finally get on that road that they were sent here for in the first place. Some people find it younger in age. Some people find it older. Age is not a factor. It's you and how you think about it that's the factor. There is no age and timeline in spirit. Clear about what you want. What do you want? What are your dreams? What are you good at? What do you enjoy? Do you like mowing lawns? I just heard about someone that got up every day, mowed a lawn every day. It was what he loved to do. He'd leave a party early. He'd go home and say, no, I got to get up early. I've got my business to run. And he was just mowing lawns for 20, 30 bucks an hour or whatever. Now, he's still mowing lawns years later. Makes $800,000 a year. And he loves it. What's wrong with that? The world needs people that mow lawns. Whatever it is that you feel drawn to, there's a reason for it. You're good at it. You're inspired by it. You were sent here with a dream. You were sent here with, I shouldn't say a dream. I want to say you were sent here with talent. But the skill that you need beyond a talent is something you have to work on every day. Professional musicians might be born with talent and a certain gift. I grew up in a musical family. If you've been following me, you know that. I went to college for music. But if you don't practice your instrument or practice your technique, you're not going to go far. You have to work on it. Psychic mediums need to meditate, need to help others. Excuse me. Yes, we have a gift. Yes, I can connect. But what good is your gift if you're not using it? What good is your degree if it's sitting on the shelf? What good is your ability to paint if you never pick up a brush? God can't help you with that. You have to do that. That's where free will comes in. You can look at all the reasons that you can't do it. And Lord knows we all have those moments, every single one of us. But you got to get past it. You got to work it and you got to own it. And then there's the stuff we fall into, right? The, oh, but there's so many people doing it. And, oh, there's people better at it than me. So what? Maybe the way you're going to end up doing it that you can't see right now is different. But you can't see that right now. Maybe there's 5 billion people doing what you're doing. But maybe your spirit is going to put a different twist on things. And you're going to help some people that wouldn't have otherwise. Maybe that's why you're here. But you've got to connect to all the strength within you, and you've got to overcome your weaknesses, and you've got to turn them into strength. Because if you focus on all the scars, you ain't going to turn them into stars. If you focus on everything bad that happens and all the people that sued you or put you out of business or divorced you or treated you poorly or abused you or, and, you know, those things aren't pleasant. They're terrible. But we can't let that stop us. It's a gift. Our ability to live, to choose, and to have free will. It's a gift. So what are you going to leave the world? Just a memory of someone that didn't do what they wanted to do? Is that how you want your family to remember you? You got to take a leap of faith. There's more to success and more to focusing on what we do in our lives. A leap of faith. It's so connected to spirit. Every motivational coach, everyone eventually will say that in one way or another. You've got to jump. Steve Harvey has a little video out there. A lot of people have heard it. And he said, you got to jump. If you don't jump, you're never going to get there. What's your gift? Because nobody came into this life without a gift. I learned this young. In my first marriage, I got married young. And I moved to the West Coast. And I had a brother-in-law that had some challenges. He was mentally challenged, but a wonderful person. And Casey, if he had been raised in another family by other people, might have been sheltered away and made to feel as though he couldn't do anything with his life. But no, that isn't the way his mom treated him. His mom backed him up. He got a great job in a local fast food restaurant. And he did and is still doing wonderfully, to the best of my knowledge. His gift, I'll tell you right now what his gift was. He was amazing with money, absolutely amazing. He was focused on it. He was honed in on it, counting the change, counting the money. He really did have a gift. Now, this is someone's mental retardation that ordinarily most people would consider them to be slow, but God made sure he had a gift. And I have another friend, Barry, born with disabilities. And if it weren't for his parents and his family encouraging him, he probably could have been in an institution or made to feel as though he couldn't live a normal life. But no, because they recognized that God gave him a gift. His gift was electronics, is electronics, computers, everything to do with radio. He would go to the local dump and pull TV sets that people had thrown away and stereos that people had thrown away, bring them home, fix them, and sell them. Now, this boy had no training in this. This is a pure, raw talent that God gave him. Where would he be? I don't know. So if you don't think that you have a gift, I hope that those two real-life stories help you, because everyone, everyone has a gift. And everyone has limitations. We all do. And we can choose to overcome those limitations and break through, or we can succumb to it and listen to all the naysayers and believe what they say, that no, we'll never do it. We can't do it. We shouldn't waste our time. There's better things we should be doing. We shouldn't quit our day job. We shouldn't go for our dreams. You got to play it safe. That's your choice. You can do that. This is free will. But my higher power certainly didn't put me here for that. Life is much brighter and bigger and bolder than limitations. And do I have them? Absolutely. There was a time when I couldn't have gotten on air and talked to you. And if it wasn't for the help of a good friend saying, yes, you can, I wouldn't be here today talking to you with 30,000 listeners. Now, I ain't special. I'm nothing special. I'm me, but I have a gift. My gift is my ability to connect spiritually to what's underneath the surface of most people. And it is a gift. And I use it in very different avenues. That's my calling. That's what I do. What's your gift? Do you know? What are you drawn to? You know, I think a lot of us have heard a lot of people on their deathbed think or say, it's not what we did that we regret. It's what we were afraid to do. And if we had to do it over again, I would have gone for it. Because now I wish I had. To let go of the garbage, the crap, the thoughts that make us go in circles, right? And you end up getting worn out thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I just don't know. And because you're worn out, you're just worn out. Your ego and your brain are doing a great job. That's what they're there for. They're doing a great job. Listen to your spirit. It whispers. It doesn't shout. Which is why we talk about meditation so much. Because we need to quiet down the thinking. Quiet down the brain. And listen to more than just emotions. Because emotions, as I said earlier, can be so easily misread by each and every one of us. You know, there's all that serotonin and melatonin and all, I don't know. There's all these fancy terms that I'm not an expert on, but I know that our hormones and our physical reactions and responses and our fight or flight reaction to what was just announced on air or the story in the newspaper or the 20,000 people marching down the street or whatever it is, we have a response for or against. Sometimes we don't care. You know, it isn't what's going on out there that matters. None of that can stop your dream. None of it. Only you can. You have an ability in spirit and a gift and a talent and an ability. You can take it or you can sit back and say, I can't do anything. My daughter committed suicide. I'm done. I can't do anything. I just got divorced. I'm done. I can't do anything. I lost my husband. So I'm just going to sit here until I die. How sad is that? And there are people every day doing that. Please don't. you are meant for so much more. And there are people in this world that will look at what you're doing and say, look at that. She did that. Oh my God, she did that. She picked herself up after such a great loss and kept going. And what a beautiful inspiration for others you will be. Never mind what you do, just the fact that you picked yourself up and kept going when a lot of people aren't. When a lot of people are just focusing on all the bad things that are happening. You have to stop with the excuses. We all have them. I've got them. And as soon as I catch myself doing it, I go, oh, no, we ain't going there. This is a real-life show, folks. Can you tell? Not scripted. No fancy words. Just real truth, spiritual energy. Because I care about you. I do. I care about my people. I care about my friends. I care about my spiritual soul friends. And I care about our planet and our countries and our earth. And I know we weren't put here just to sit and feel sorry for ourselves and give our control over to somebody else. Bad things happen, but stop comparing to what happens. Stop worrying about who's paying attention, who's listening, who's noticing, and who's applauding. It doesn't matter because the people that are meant to hear and notice you will. That's how spirit works. Yes, there are marketing techniques. Yes, there are sales techniques if you're in business. And certainly you should take advantage of those things and certainly part of the skills that you develop. Absolutely. But you can't worry about the fact that you only have one student if you're a piano teacher right now. And your dream might be to help others learn the piano. Maybe that one student is going to talk about it. Maybe you're going to get referrals. Maybe you're going to play. He's going to play or she at a recital, and you're going to get new followers. Just do what feels right to you. Follow your dream. Please don't quit your dream. Just change the way you think about it. Because yes, your brain's going to trick you. The ego definitely is going to try to trick us. Talent is so overrated. Degrees are wonderful. They're hard to get. People have to work so hard to get them. And so many don't get used. It's not about what letters we have after our name. It's not about who had the most money when they started. It's not about whose parents funded their business. It's about what you do once you have it. What are you doing today? What baby steps are you taking? Your dream moving. Yeah, I believe in daydreaming. Spirited daydreams, absolutely. Because daydreams is where we imagine the possibilities. But without the spirited there, without putting your spirit and your whole heart into it, you just have dreams sitting on a shelf or in a notebook or in your memory. You have to get to a point in life where you say failure isn't an option. I'm going to give this everything I've got. And so what? So what if I fail? You know, so many great successes failed over and over and over again before we ever heard of them. So many entertainers were, you know, being servers or waitresses in a coffee shop, singing on the side, and one gig after another, and turned away and got the rejection slips and got the no thank yous, you don't have any talent. For every success out there, you could, if they were willing to share with you, hear a lot of sad stories. Because they didn't all get it handed to them on a silver platter, no. Most of us don't. We have to work for it. That doesn't mean it has to be something we hate. Sure, we're not going to always feel like developing those habits we need to do when it takes 21 days to develop a habit, right? So we have to have some determination, and we have to have some belief in ourselves, and we have to let spirit work through us. Because spirituality isn't just about pansies. Spirituality isn't just about talking about love and light. And you know I'm all about that. I believe in the power of the light. I believe in the power of love. I believe potential of humanity to love one another. I do. And I know that we can choose to have compassion for each other regardless of what's happening. Or we can get on the bandwagon of hatred and power and forget what we started out with. To try to help people, maybe. To try to keep the momentum moving forward. To try to have a culture where it doesn't matter what color or race or creed we are, what our religious beliefs, our spiritual beliefs, it doesn't matter. We're all human. We all have souls. And we're all connected. That's what matters. What matters is that you're here today and your life is an inspiration to someone. Maybe you're an inspiration to many. Maybe you have quite a following. Going, because the world needs each and every single one of us. We weren't put here by accident. We were put here for a reason, because you have a unique gift with a unique twist and ability, and your spirit is like no other. Your spirituality cannot be copied. Your very spiritual self that will continue many, many years. Well, there are no years on the other side. It will continue forever. Your spiritual self will never die. Your body will. And the memory of who you are today will live on in one way or another through loved ones or friends. Maybe you'll reach a lot of people. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll reach five. Maybe those five, though, will be impacted by your life in such a way that they have the guts and spiritual energy and kick-ass, use the expression, attitude, to keep going when times are rough. Because Lord knows we all need that. And that's what I'm here to say today. Because I hear, as we all do, there's a lot of things happening. And we can focus on that. We can get drawn into that. And it's okay if you're on the bandwagon, and that maybe that's your calling, to support political avenues. Maybe you're good at that. Maybe you're one of the ones that can bring people on board and help them see the light. Good for you. We need that too. Certainly not my gift. But good for you. That's okay. We all have a dream. And if you don't know what your dream is, then the first thing to do, if you like a lot of things and you don't know what to pick, then the first thing to do is just sit back with a notebook and write it all down, every little thing you like. Give a little time. Go back to it. Take a highlighter. Highlight the ones that mean the most to you. Say a prayer, people. And I don't care what your religion is. Say a prayer and ask for help. Because source energy has no religion. And if you ask them for help figuring out from the things that you love what it is you're meant to do, you're going to get an answer. And you can certainly ask me for a reading. And you can certainly book a reading. I've helped people for free many times. I can't do it all the time. If you really need help, contact me. But I think most of you already know the answer. You're just being held back by circumstances. And history will tell us. I have some friends that are history buffs. And it never ceases to amaze me how any one person can be a walking computer about history. It's just amazing. It's a talent. It's a gift. They just have a knack. They can tell you what happened 2,000 years ago in December. It feels like, maybe not quite, but boy, that's a gift. Because if we fail to learn from the history, we are doomed to repeat it. And what's going on in the world today doesn't have to end the way it did in the past. And each and every one of us makes a difference. And God put you here for a reason. If you weren't meant to be here, you wouldn't be. There's a reason you're here. And if you don't think you affect someone, you need to look in the mirror. And you need to ask your friends and loved ones. Not in a way that creates self-pity. Not like, oh, poor me, I feel terrible, I need attention. That's not, you're better than that. That's not going to help you reach your goals. There's enough of that going on in the world. Someone that you respect. Someone's opinion. Someone that will tell you the truth. Why do people get put off by me? Well, you sure you want to know? Well, you come across a little much sometimes. That can be tough to hear, right? Who wants to hear that? I've done it. I've gone to people I love and asked for their input. It isn't fun to hear our shortcomings. We already know it. So you have to go to someone that you trust that's not going to beat you up and bully you, because Lord knows we have enough of that going on. And then you work on it. Everybody that's got a gift and a talent has shortcomings. Nobody's perfect. Nobody. None of us are perfect. It just isn't. So take what God gave you. Take your abilities and do what you can. But be brave enough to step up to the plate. Be brave enough to keep going. Look, Tom Brady, okay? I don't know if you're into football or not, but consider this. One of the best quarterbacks in all time. And I'm not a football expert by any means, but I am so inspired by this. This guy could have quit. He could have walked away. He's 40 years old. That's old in the game of football, I'm told. He could have just given up when he got a 4-game suspension and was accused of this and accused of that. He could have just walked away. He probably doesn't need the money. He has a gift. He has a talent. Not all of us are going to reach as many people as his inspiration. But it doesn't matter how many people you reach. It doesn't. What matters is that you put your whole heart and soul into your dreams. Because you're here, this lifetime, right now. Do not let them stop you. Do not let your family, your loved ones that mean well and are trying to protect you, and your friends that are giving you well-meaning advice that, no, you shouldn't do that, it's a stupid thing to do. But they love you, and you know they love you. So sometimes you sit back and say, yeah, I can't do that. They're right. I shouldn't do that. It's not safe. Look, life isn't safe. Life isn't fair. There's nothing safe about this life. Contained in physical bodies that can be poofed away at any moment. And it happens every day. And there ain't no guarantee for any of us. So please, as you move forward, remember that life is just a temporary thing. But you have the ability to take your little dream, however small you may think it is, or however silly. It doesn't matter. If it's what you love or what you're drawn to, I don't care if you want to be voodoo queen of Chicago. How's that? I don't think there is such a thing. But if that's what you want, go for it. Be different. Stand out. Because the world doesn't need any more cookie-cutter people. You weren't meant for that. You aren't the same as everybody else. Nobody is. You have background, history, talent, ability, friends, acquaintances, and a spirit that is unlike any other. And there are people that are going to make you feel that you are not unique, that you are, and when you threaten them, man, they're going to try to put you down and get you out of their way because they feel threatened and intimidated by you. And you're going to be put in the corner or pursued or put aside. And that's when the tough times really start, because you've got to stand up on your feet and keep going anyway. And that's where spiritual energy hits the road. That's where the rubber hits the roads, my friend. That's what I stand for. So do I talk about love and light? You bet I do. But my love and light isn't all flowers and butterflies. Yes, I love flowers and butterflies. And you'll see me put them all over the internet, because to me they represent joy and love and light and potential and possibilities. But the reason I'm here right now is to help you believe in yourself again. Because I've been through some really tough times, my friends, and I keep getting up. So if I do it, I know you can do it. And if you are doing that, but you're concerned about a loved one or a friend that is down and out, maybe you're supposed to try to help them. Maybe that's why you're listening. If you're drawn to that situation so much, try a different way. Don't give up on them. If you have someone that's down and out, don't let them die alone. Help them. Give them a reason to keep going. Bring them flowers. Bring them coffee. Take them to McDonald's. Let them know you care, because the world needs more of that. And on that note, I'm going to close this show. I hope I've reached one person. And I do know that we are, by the way, going to get through this time. This is just a temporary transition. Our energy is shifting and our planetary energy is shifting. And most of all, our spiritual enlightenment is shifting. So hold on for the ride, folks, because this roller coaster road ride is going to bring us so far ahead. In the batter of an eyelash, you're going to be looking back and saying, whoa, what was I worried about? You got to have faith. You've got to believe before you start the game that you might be able to win. Because do you think the Patriots and the Falcons got where they were to be in that Super Bowl by saying, oh, I can't do it? Of course not. Do you think Lady Gaga put on the best halftime show of the 51 years that I've been watching it since its inception without attacking any religion, without attacking any politics, without putting her personal agenda out there? She inspired millions of people in just, what, 15 minutes? Because she used her gift for good. She did the best she could. Those people worked their tails off, and weren't they beautiful? So take what God gave you. Take what whoever you believe in gave you, because it's all the same. Source energy is source energy, whatever we want to call it. That's our free will. So call it what you wish, but it's real. And you're here for a reason. Don't take your puzzle piece out of the picture, because you are an integral part of this world, and you're here to make a difference. God bless. I love you. Thanks for listening. Hey, make a difference. Show someone you care. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.